Port Adelaide had a stirring victory over Essendon on Friday night in Gather Round. It was, well, quite an amazing performance. We've got their midfield coach on the line, Josh Carr. Mate, that was a lovely little surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it was obviously nice to get that win, especially off the back of the previous week. A loss at home and being disappointed to come out and respond and get a good win against what we deem as a good side in Essendon.
Yeah, mate, I thought the midfield was incredibly electric. It's probably the best performance I've seen in a long time. I think with Soldo now in there, you guys just have this really nice system working. And was it, you know, is it the best since you've got back to Port Adelaide, you reckon, that you've seen?
Oh, look, I can't, I guess, think about the last time we had a game like that. That was nice to have the first use from Ivan. I think he's been really good and really positive since he's coming to our football club, and then I guess Jace and Connor and Drewy and these guys to be able to get after the footy and really, I guess, a real team effort in and around the contest. Obviously, those two led the way with getting after that first possession.
The thing about the big fella, too, he doesn't mind going forward and then even selling a bit of candy with the footy, but he loves hitting the scoreboard as well, which is great from a ruck forward.
Yeah, it is. And he's obviously spent a fair bit of time playing as a forward. Mm. When he was at Richmond and in a double ruck role and playing as a key forward. So he has got that craft, and I'm not sure whether he had the craft of throwing a few bit of candy and dodging a couple and kicking a goal, but he did it, and he's got great energy around our group. So as I said, it's nice to have him as a part of our team.
Yeah, the interesting thing is he sort of moved the football, but he didn't move the body. So it was actually probably his opponent that gave him that little bit of room. And mate, Mitch coming back looked a very good, pleasing performance. This week, probably maybe no Jeremy Finlayson. How will you set up? Will it be a two-ruck situation maybe this week, or is it just SPP coming back in for a missing Jez?
Yeah, well, Peps has obviously got to come back in. I'm not sure if that's been... is Jez missing? I'm not sure whether he is yet.
Not yet, no.
So have to wait and see what happens there. But I think we've got a good problem to have in trying to pick our team this week. You know, Ollie's obviously, he has to come back in, and Peps it will be coming back in as well. So it's going to be tough at the selection table, how we structure up. I think the great thing about Mitch coming into the team is he showed us that he can play a different role, playing higher up the ground. And yeah, at times he was playing deep when, a tall was resting or a tall on the ruck, but he showed that he can play higher up the ground. So there's flexibility with the team and what we can pick. And, we'll have to wait and see what we go with.
Yeah, it's going to be bloody hard to match up on that. What, Charlie with 3, Jeremy with 3, Todd 1, Georgiotis 2. They're all same but different. They bring a different skill set. And, you know, you've got to have 4 bloody good defenders to match them up because they're all threats in the air as well, Josh.
Yeah, they are. They are. They obviously, especially, you know, George, Jez and Toddy, the athleticism that they've got to be able to get up the ground and maybe get a mismatch and then take the oppo deeper. So, as we said, it's a good problem to have. It worked for us on the weekend. We've still got a bit of water to go on the bridge to find out what exactly our perfect mix is. But the great position we're in is that they're performing.
Yeah. Fremantle at home, be another solid test. What are their strengths?
Their strength is the contest and Team D. You know, I think they're the number one ranked team as far as defence goes in the competition. So that's their strength. And you know, obviously, we like to, you know, we can move the ball, so we're going to get a good challenge from that side of it. And then their stoppage work is, you know, is top 3, top 4 in the competition. So it looks like, you know, Sean Darcy's a chance to come back in. And, the double ruck with Darcy and Jackson is going to be a tough one to come up against. So... Yeah, I think they've played some really good football and obviously unlucky on the weekend.
You sort of were up against that with the Goldstein and Draper combination of the Bombers as well. That's why I was sort of interested whether you'd be thinking maybe 2 rucks against if Darcy comes back. But it works well. If Jez is playing, he plays that second ruck role really well.
Yeah, he does. He does, and he's been obviously giving Ivana a chop out and, we think we've got a good balance there at the moment with, I guess, the way we structure up with our rucks. And, it's a big challenge coming up against the two if Darcy and Jackson do play.
And Darcy Byrne-Jones just continues to hit the scoreboard. Some of his... Well, he's very reliable as far as set shot routines. Excellent. And he's now got 9 goals. So I think he's our leading goal kicker for the year. So doing that job really well.
he's doing the job well. He's he works really hard. He works up to, I guess, both ends of the ground and gets back hard in the forward line and puts pressure on. So he's been outstanding. And he's definitely a prototype with our goal kicking and kicking straight. So, he's been, since he's moved forward, he's been exceptional.
Love his new hairdo too. It's a beauty. Hey, mate, all the best on the weekend and hopefully another win for Port Adelaide.
Thanks for having me, guys.